This incident happened yesterday morning. There are two vehicles leaving Mundri going to Juba. So between Boji and Wito, this incident happened. There's some group of armed men passing, and then they shot on the vehicle. Two people were shot. One died at spot, and one was injured, but later on also died. One of these men, they're both mechanics. One of them is a South Sudanese, and one of them is a Burundian. This group is not our government forces, but these are armed group.
Were there some people who were injured in the process?
There are only these two people who died.
We understand that the truck was also set on fire. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, the vehicle was burnt, but the remains of the vehicle was pulled to Jambu. One driver is missing, plus three others, and one driver is in Jambu.
So apart from the two people who were killed, there are also some missing persons?
Three people missed, and one appeared in Jambu. So he's there, but he's a bit traumatized and very confused, do not know how to explain and even speak. He is very traumatized.
So as a county commissioner, have you sent some forces to the site to go and rescue, maybe search for those who might have been hiding in the bush?
The forces went, and that is why one person was saved. The person who was taken to Jambu got saved because of that, and the forces also pulled the vehicle which burnt to the station. But our forces did not counter-attack what has happened, because those people did what they did and they left.
And where are the bodies of these two gentlemen now?
The bodies of the two gentlemen were taken to Lui, but last night the company came and took the body.
Are these private cars, or these people belong to a certain company?
These people belong to a certain company, which I do not know the name, but I am still trying to find, because I did not get in contact with the people whose vehicle was burned.
Okay.
Still the, yeah.
So, and how will you describe the route between Juba and Mundri East, heading on to Rumbek and Western Equatorial State, Yambio? How is the security situation along this route?
Sincerely speaking, the road is very safe, because people will leave Juba in the morning, and by 10, the people will be in Mundri. So this is an incident which has happened, and it is not always happening. I would say this is a incident that is happening. Maybe it is a bad luck or something like this. So I would say that the road is not very bad as per se. The road is safe, because people are traveling. Even today, one of my people from the county traveled by road on vehicle, and he reached safe in Juba. So I would say the road is safe, only that this incident of this armed group which comes passing, and then I think also sometimes when the vehicle, they stop and do not stop, is when there is a lot of this incident which has happened now.